The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. We want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, we are going to talk about arguably the most important and also the scariest topic in all of social media, maybe in all of business. No, it's not taxes, it's niche. What is it? What does it mean? Why does it matter? How do you pick it? How do you find your niche? How do you determine your niche? We're going to talk about it in today's episode. What is niche? A niche is basically a focus, it's a subject, it's a subcategory, it's an expertise. It's a small portion of the whole picture. It's basically a small specialized section of the population. It's not the entire industry. So it's not fitness, it's not marketing, it's not fashion or real estate. Niche is a very specialized subsection or subcategory of a bigger topic.
Saying that you've got so many other interests and that you're afraid to pick is kind of like being a player, right? Like, you're saying, I can't settle down and marry someone because there's so many beautiful women out there, or there's so many gorgeous guys and I want to date them all. Well, you can do that, but you'll never find your true soulmate. You will never find the depth of a relationship, enjoy the depths of a relationship when you're just a player. And that's frankly what you're doing. And nobody trusts a player. No one's like, oh, I want to marry that guy or that girl. Because they know you're a player. They know that you can't focus on just one thing.
Your niche matters because it's how you establish your credibility. If you want to call yourself the world's leading fitness expert, that's really, really tough to do. You're competing against millions of people. You're competing against people with more education than you, people with more credibility, expertise, experience, all of that. But if you, let's say, specialize in women who are 42 years old in northeastern Pennsylvania who are moms of two, now you might be able to be the best in the world at helping that small specific group of people with their health and wellness, with their fitness. So your niche is how you establish your credibility.
There is your industry, right? So your industry might be health and wellness. That's your industry. It's that box you check off when you're doing a questionnaire. Then we dial it a little further back to say, like, okay, you're in health and wellness, but in what category of health and wellness? Are you in fitness? Are you in naturopathic healing? Are you a dietitian? So there's different categories of wellness. Okay, so first, what is your industry? You can answer that right now for yourself out loud. What is the industry that you're in? Okay, now what is the category? Now what you want to do is ask yourself, within that category, how can I really describe it more specifically? So I'm going to give you an example. And this is a real life example, one of our students. She is
Industry, health and wellness. Category, online fitness. Now, more specifically, it's all these things. She is a Nigerian mom who has diastasis recti, which is the separation of the rectus abdominis muscle. Those muscles can separate during pregnancy and childbirth. So she specifically targets and works with women who have diastasis, I hope I'm saying it correctly, recti, and want to get their bodies back after a pregnancy. But even more specifically than that, she does this through virtual workouts and meal plans, personal coaching, but specifically to Nigerian moms. Now that is specificity.
When I was first getting started out on Instagram, I didn't call myself an Instagram expert. I didn't call myself an Instagram marketing expert. I established my credibility as an Instagram stories expert. I focused primarily on the very small niche of helping people market, grow their business, and sell using Instagram stories. So not only was I specialized into one specific social media platform, I was specialized to one specific feature on that platform, and I wasn't helping everybody with their Instagram stories. I was specifically helping small business owners learn to grow and market using Instagram stories. So that helped me establish my credibility on Instagram. I remember as my Instagram account first started to take off and I first started to get really serious about it and try to stay consistent, I was very quickly overwhelmed by the amount of comments and direct messages I was receiving. It felt like I was spending all day long just answering questions and replying to comments, sending people direct messages, and it would be sometimes 2, 3, or 4 in the afternoon before I could even get to the real work of getting to my email inbox and handling things in our actual business. And that's one of the tough things about growing a social media following and trying to build your business on social media is that all of those boxes have to be checked. You have to be responding to comments, staying engaged, and answering direct messages, and you have to do all of the other things in your business. Oh, and by the way, you still only have 24 hours in your day, so good luck exercising, spending time with your family, taking care of yourself, or just doing anything else that you need. That's where our friends at Belay can help. Belay has been helping busy leaders outsource, grow, and scale their businesses by intentionally pairing clients with US-based virtual assistants, accounting specialists, social media managers, and web specialists. One of the most common questions we get when we talk about outsourcing is where do you start? And this is a great place to go. Belay is currently offering a free download of their CEO's book, Rise Up and Lead Well, How Leveraging an Assistant Will Change Your Life and Maximize Your Time. Just text the word TRIBE, that's TRIBE, to the number 55123 to get your free copy today. Again, that's TRIBE, TRIBE, to 55123. Accomplish more, juggle less, modern staffing from Belay.
For my own account, Shalene Johnson, my personal account, I always talk to people who are wanting to start a business or grow and scale their business, specifically online, and how to do that using social media without burning yourself out. Well, I decided to niche that down even further. How do I do this? And so here's what I did. I decided to make a list of all the things that I'm interested in that I tend to mention in general. So on my account, I talk about how to grow your social media, the relationship between myself and my husband, because we work together and are both entrepreneurs, family, mindset, organization, and being easily distracted. And those five topics I talk about interchangeably. I said to myself, for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to pick one of those and really just speak to that. So here's what I did. I was very intentional about posting a few videos at the beginning of the 4 weeks on each one of these topics. I posted videos about Brett and I posted content about ADHD and being easily distracted. I posted content about growing your Instagram. I posted content about getting organized and social media hacks, all five of those. And then I carefully looked at the comments on each one and how they resonated in terms of reach. Like, were there a lot of comments? Were there a lot of shares? What was the feedback? What was the temperature? What was happening? And I really, really paid attention. The two pieces of content that were resonating the most was the comedy pieces between myself and my husband and the content I was posting about ADHD. And then I saw an overlap, because what makes the videos between Brett and I funny is that I have extreme ADD and he is Mr. Laser Focused, Mr. Forget Nothing. And that's what was making people laugh, because so many people were like, "That, oh my gosh, that's, I'm you and my husband is Brett," or vice versa. And then I started following the same theme on my TikTok. So I started doing this on TikTok and on Instagram at the same time. So I was like, okay, just for this month, I'm going to go all in on ADHD content and speak directly to the easily distracted entrepreneur. So I'm speaking to that person, and I noticed right away, like when I was like, okay, now I'm going to stop posting the other four types of content and I'm just going to post ADHD content. Whereas in the past I'd done a variety. I'm just going to post ADHD content for the remaining 3 weeks. And here's what happened. My account, my Instagram account, went up almost 12,000 followers. That's insane growth for me in that short amount of time. I've never grown that fast. That's number one. Number two is my TikTok following went up 90. Did you hear that? 90,000 followers in a 1 week span. That is crazy.
When you have a niche, you now have clarity about what you should be posting about. You post about that niche. Before I picked my niche on Instagram, I was posting about everything: football, faith, my family, inspirational quotes, Drake quotes, random pictures, screenshots, everything. And so there was no clarity. When it was time for me to post, I was like, I don't know what to post. I could post about anything in the world. And while on paper that might sound appealing, it actually creates paralysis analysis, because there's so many different things you can post about, you end up stuck and you end up trying to create the most perfect post in the world. I know we've all been there before. The other part of that whole clarity thing is it provides clarity for your audience. People now have a way to talk about you. People can now clearly know what it is you do and how specifically you can help them. I encourage you to err on the side of specificity. Err on the side of specificity. There is enough abundance out there. There are 8 billion people on the planet. That is a huge number. There are enough people out there. There are enough potential followers on social media. There are enough potential customers out there for you. I can't encourage you enough. Please, just get started. Pick a niche.
You're not going to know the right niche until you pick the wrong niche. So you better hurry up and pick the wrong niche. Spend a month figuring that out. And it's not going to go on your tombstone. You have permission to change it and change your mind and go in a different direction. But we're not going to know unless you try. So stop worrying about perfection. Stop worrying about losing followers. This is a game. It's fun. It's science. It's so cool to have the opportunity to do this for free on our social media platforms and really help us all figure out who it is we want to talk to, who it is we want to help. And by niching down, we all get the opportunity to do that, and on a very, very profound basis. So thank you so much for those of you who tuned in. And it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.